Good morning. The purpose of this call, it's one of the definition and structure of drafting team calls, but clearly we'll be talking about other things. Does everybody understand that we might do other parts if we run out of time, or would people just rather have an early call? I think we'd rather have an early call, right? Good. The third item, which is really the substantive place of where we're going to stop, review of the sandbox. Now, see, even Sala knows I've got a quiet voice. Okay, lecture time. Do we want to put the link up to the sandbox? And I can point, actually, not the sandbox. Can we go one step before mass so that we're actually in the workspace and I can show where we're up to? And while that's happening, could I just report on a conversation and a meeting that Sala and Natalia, who's not on this call, and I had yesterday on how to progress the part of what we're doing. Could I first remind everybody, this team are not working anymore on...
Joined.
Okay. We are not working on definitions at this stage. At the end, we will be going through them and seeing what of the text in the other areas needs to be picked up in the definition and glossary stage. So that's a final task. The other thing, Matt, I had a bit of a problem looking at what else other people have done. I went into the workspace and clicked on the other areas, and I didn't see any text. Now, that's going to make it difficult, because one of the points that we made yesterday as the pen holders was that as we go along, there is a tension between what should be in the front section, which is structure, and then what is in the following sections. For instance, the executive committee, how much do we put up front, how much is covered in the rules. So as Alan has said on a couple of calls, and we found yesterday, and I'm finding a lot, it is hard to know how much to put up front, because if it's not somewhere else, it really should be up front. That having been said, Alejandro is on the call as well. Welcome, Alejandro. That having been said, where I want to take people is the text that we're actually working on, and it's not in the template. What's in the template now is what I put in a while ago, but it doesn't belong there, and we're not working on it. What we're working on, and I don't see, can people see the link? If people can go to them, is there a link? Let's just get this up. It's up. It's up in the screen. If you go down to the very end, which I've tried to do, the link should be to the sandbox, and that's not what's on the screen. Is there any possibility of getting what's in the actual sandbox on the screen? Because that's what I'd like to see.
Holly, you're getting harder and harder to hear.
I'm sorry. Could people, Matt, if you can put the link in the screen on sandbox onto the sandbox?
The link to your sandbox?
The link to my sandbox, yes, please, because that's where we're up to, and we are at the stage now of working through putting what is there into the template once we've made, wait a minute, here we go.
There are two links there.
Thank you. That's what I will talk to. Now, is this at the end? Sorry for talking amongst myself. Okay. If you scroll down to the very end, this starts to look more like what should be in the template. And if everybody's comfortable by the end of this meeting with what is here, this can be put into the template, and then we can have people comment on it. Now, I'll walk you through the sorts of things that we talked about yesterday, and hopefully can put this in the sandbox and then invite the template, and invite comments. We also decided that these headings are there not as sort of immutable, but as guidance for what should be in this section. So we've slightly altered the order. So in terms of what is the ALAC, which is the first heading. Now, we have not put in the links yet, but we will. We also haven't put in numbers because it's going to depend on what numbering system is finally used, and we're not going to second-guess that. So what we've decided to put in, what is the ALAC, there is the first paragraph, but then there's a couple of sections that Sala put in, which is the ALAC consists of, and that describes its membership, which is essentially the five NOMCOM and the 10 appointees from ALO, and again have links there, so that that's all in one section. So what is the ALAC and its membership. The next section we decided would have to be, they call it just structure, but this is where the executive committee comes in because it's part of the structure of ALAC. And what we've got under the heading is, and this is, Alan, very much taken from your notes. God knows where I found them, but I found them. On what it does. When we put this in the template, this is where I expect people to comment, but this is, Alan, I'll clean this up, but this is what you've described the ALAC Executive Committee role as, and since you know a lot better than I do, I'll put this into some sort of better order, but again, not numbering, so that we can leave that to as a final task. The primary role is also going to be moved up, but this is taken, and Sala had a bit better wording than I had. Again, this is taken from the bylaws. Again, there will be a reference there as to where in the bylaws. I think it's from memory 4E of the bylaws, 11-4E actually. Lawyers remember these things. We're not going to put that, but there will be a link so people can go back to the bylaws if they want to see where we got this material. So it will be probably, what is the ALAC? How is it composed? What is its role? And then have the executive committee as one of the structures. And then after that, we were going to put the ALAC mechanism. Now, I understand, and somebody, I will email Alan and or Olivier to put in what the existing committees are, just to list them, but then have something in there that says the ALAC can work through mechanisms including committees and or working groups, and the rule that we've agreed on is when the ALAC creates one of those things, whatever it chooses to call that thing, that it's set out in terms of reference for whatever it is. It turns out it includes how the membership will be selected, i.e. is it closed or is it open, and an indication of duration. Is this going to be an ongoing committee, working group, whatever, or is it established for a particular task and therefore complete once the task is finished? So that is where we are up to. Now, I appreciate that this is not in the right place. Matt, it will be. I will work on this and then ask you to move the text once I've put in what we have agreed upon, we being the pen holders, agreeing yesterday, and put that in the template so that people can comment. But initially, I'd like to open the floor to anybody.
Sure,
so,
okay,
where we're up to, and let me just go back so I can. Here we go. Okay. Two hands up, Cheryl and Ellen. Cheryl first.
Okay, thanks. Cheryl for the transcript record. Happy with the general directions. You can certainly shuffle things around as much as you like in whatever order. That's not a problem. Just wanted to speak to the definitions of work groups, subcommittees, etc., etc. You mentioned getting a list thereof. My personal view is that in this part, what you should do is very much have what you were discussing at the end of your introduction piece there, Holly, and that is the process and guidelines referenced to. In other words, that the AWAC works through a bunch of classifications, you know, standing subcommittees, work groups, ad hoc work groups, whatever, and that, you know, how one populates those, you know, that the AWAC will, for example, have a mandate and a clear goal given to them, you know, establish a chair or whatever it is, you know, whatever those rules are. And probably then reference to where those rules are elsewhere in the documents. In terms of the listing of existing ones, I'd probably only use examples and not try for an exhaustive list. But what we could do, and you'd need Matt and staff's input on this, is hopefully have a permanent landing page that the rules could refer to where you have the portal to all of the things that are current and indeed archived in terms of work groups and committees.
Okay.
I certainly wouldn't want to try and capture any form of complete list because it's far too dynamic as such. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a landing page now? And I do not know the answer, so somebody can tell me.
Holly, Cheryl here again, just before you go to Alan. I mean, yes, there are pages which would currently suffice as an inverted comma portal to existing work groups.
Okay.
They do need updating and working on, and what I would want to have is the security to know that that link is not going to change when page names and various other things change. So I think you just need a bit of Confluence savvy advice onto exactly how that link is structured, that's all. Thanks.
Okay, Matt, you and I will work on where that is and maybe bring some order to that as well. That would be terrific. Alan, you have your hand up.
I do. Cheryl said almost everything of what I said, of what I was going to say. I'll add a little bit, however. In terms of naming committees, I was going to say that at the very most, name one or two de facto committees, you know, such as finance and something. I'm not even sure what the other something is. However, in retrospect, I like Cheryl's idea better of give some examples. We may come to the day where we want staff and finance to be a single committee, and I don't think we want our rules of procedure to have to change because of it. So examples, I think, are a good thing. In terms of the landing page, yes, I agree completely. It must be a web page, not a wiki page. Web pages can be made invariant, even if they change the complete web structure. Old web addresses, assuming they still have ICANN.org on it, can still be made to work. So it's going to take some thought to get the right one and talk to the technical people, but it really needs to be web, not wiki, because wiki is far too transient. for anything that is pointed to by the and, you know, since the web now is Drupal and it is presumably changeable with some dexterity, there's no reason really not to do that. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Could I say, I think there are two tasks there. One is in relation to the drafting, and then one is in relation to the mechanics that back that up. So when I talk to Matt, it will be to clarify drafting, but at the same time, it may be a really good opportunity to say, let's rationalize where we find these things, these creatures, and probably not pre-Toronto, but maybe post-Toronto, we can sit down and work through where best to find all of the working committees, working groups, whatever we call them, so that they're in one place, and then there will be one link to whatever, if that's the way people want it organized. I don't know if that's how people want it organized, and I suppose that's one of the questions that we'd be seeking comment on.
Holly, my only suggestion to that is, when you make those decisions, make sure to include in the conversation, or at least as a verifier of it, those of us who have been, forgive the language, bitching most.
You feel bitter about your dog, I can tell.
Thank you, Alan. Oh, you're pretty bitter about the wiki as well.
And the web. And the web. I won't tell you about this week's experiences in going through our website.
No.
And the GNSO website,
not.
For that matter, which is just being redone.
Moving right along. Sala, you're in.
Sorry.
That's fine. Sala? Hello? Her hand is up.
She might be muted.
Sala, unmute yourself.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Sala, for the record. Thank you, Holly. I just wanted to reiterate something that you had mentioned in relation to the structure. And one of the things that will be good in terms of potential outcome from this particular meeting is to tease out some of the questions in relation to the structure that we want to ask. But I would also like to say that should areas overlap where it overlaps with other drafting teams. So things like elections, things like meetings, just leave it blank. But specifically for the sake of A1, A2, A3, and A4, things that we should... one is the composition of the ALEC, which to a large extent is already accounted for within the bylaws. But then the other things like the executive committee, things like potential subcommittees. I think Jean-Jacques had first raised that particular notion. So things like that will affect structure, so it would be good also firm in terms of and not worry too much about elections and meetings and quorums and stuff like that, because that's outside our ambit. Again, thank you, Holly. Back to you.
Thank you, Sala. Is there anyone else who can? I don't see any other hand up. Okay. I think we've got now some reasonable basis. I will actually, and we're way ahead of time, which means everybody can have an early mark or a late mark, whichever you want to call it. I think in terms of where we're up to, if people don't have further comments and would just like to see what we've done in the template, because that will be the master template. Matt, do you want to change what's up front? I think the confusing thing is that I put text in the template, which was incorrect. That will have to be deleted. And, oh, good morning, Heidi. See how things... Sala's hand is still up. I'm assuming that she just hasn't put it down. Sala, she's put it down. Can we get the link to the master template and see if things work, and maybe go through and see if there are other things that should be in the definition and structure area that we haven't put in? So, Matt, if you can just, for the screen, or Alan, can you put in the link? Alan or Matt?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you were asking for a link for.
Okay, it's given that we've got a, we have, and this is a final message what we're doing. Given that on the working, on our working page, if you go to definition and structures, and then once you're there, there are four headings. The fourth is what amounts to our template. And if it goes there, then people can have a look and see if it fits. Now, we've got the master template points. Cheryl, you're perhaps master of the master template. The definition and structure...
No.
Okay. Well, there's
Cheryl here. I wouldn't suggest that I'm master of the master template. I was just typing in actually. But if you need to reorder anything in your section of the master template for this drafting team, that's fine. It is just the starting point in draft. It's to give a general structure. But if there's the rider, of course, which is the and anything else the drafting team wants to add. But in terms of, right. of general order and adding things and shuffling them around, the tent holders have carte blanche as far as I'm concerned on that, providing what they put in is the consensus outcome from the drafting team. So,
okay, then I think my next question is to everybody, are there things that we have not covered that you, because we as the pen holders at this stage don't think there's anything else that should be in the first section, which is just called definition and structure, and at some point there's going to be structures, and that's going to be the heading, and then there's going to be definitions, and we haven't decided where we put those, but we will at some point. It's either going to be the beginning or the end, and it's not going to be complete until the rest of the work is complete. Am I hearing Sala? No. Okay.
Sorry, hearing our youngest at-large member.
Apologies.
She's
right.
Always welcome, Heidi.
Okay, Alan, you've got
it's
your
hand. It's not mine. It's not mine.
Oh, really?
Alan.
Yes, I'm here. I was just waiting for the chit-chat to stop.
We are all ears.
I don't have any particular answer for you, but I will give you an update on the two working groups that I am co-pen holder on.
That would be very helpful.
In the meetings and administration, meetings and administration, which was held Monday, I believe, you should start seeing non-approved but draft text on the weekend.
Okay.
And on the duties and metrics, which is meeting tomorrow, should lag that by a little bit, but hopefully not a lot. On both groups, we are making significant headway.
Good.
On meetings and administration, my co-pen holder has kindly summarized our position so it's in a form where drafting can be done directly from it. And I think on the other group, in duties and metrics, we're in a strong position. There's still big gaps to fill, particularly in duties and metrics, but we're moving fast, and you should see some text certainly within the next week on both of those. Hopefully less than that on meetings and administration. So you should start seeing some substance Now, of course, that will need to be approved and blessed by the working group, but most of what will be going into there has been reviewed already, and we've made a very large number of decisions. So hopefully the final text will not raise too many red flags among the drafting teams. And
okay, Alan, that will be really useful because that will then delineate what should be in the structure and then how that's created. It becomes, as I said, it's a little bit difficult to draft the structure section when you don't know what's being covered elsewhere.
I understand, and some of what we're drafting may well need to be ported into the front section because it makes more sense there.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't think we have any strong ego on that, at least I don't anyway.
I don't think any of us do. Sala's got her hand up again. Sala?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry. Sal again, for the record. In relation to the master template, or what I would suggest, thank you, Cheryl, for giving us flexibility. We were sort of discussing that as well. And one of the things that we talked about as well yesterday was in relation to the A1, A2, A3, A4 headers. We have, as a team, already drafted or initiated certain texts that has been hovering over the wiki for quite a while. And one of the suggestions is, based on the A1, A2, A3, A4 headers, which are really very helpful, is if we zoom in and not worry too much about all the other subcommittees, like the meetings and admin subcommittees, or the election subcommittee, the meetings, elections, drafting teams, and that sort of thing, and all the other drafting teams, but zoom in and focus on our task at hand, which is essentially the structures. And I think Holly had actually talked about it in this particular thing in terms of composition of the XCOM and that sort of thing. I think one of the things we should also start thinking about as a team, and it's really good that we have all the other pen holders from the other drafting teams here as well with us, and so they're able to bring that level of cohesion and necessary into the text anyway. But one of the things that I would propose that we start working on as well is to tease out potential drafting questions based on comments already made that have been archived or over the mailing list and what. Tease out potential drafting questions specifically related to the actual structure. So with things like, we've initiated a few of those drafting questions. And if we, it would be good at some point if that could be shared with the team, and then, you know, for others to sort of raise further drafting questions, and perhaps post it on the wiki, and have those drafting questions under the various headers to sort of help us to think about what are some that we should consider. And as people begin to comment and populate the pen holders can easily take that and begin to weave it into substantive text. That's one. Now, at the moment, the text that's been developed so far is the composition of the ALEC, things of the XCOM, potential things like subcommittees. But again, these are apart from ALEC and the XCOM, but it won't be complete until we develop a specific drafting questions. And back to you, Holly. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Alan, is your hand still up, or is it just you'd like to talk anyway?
My hand is not up.
Oh, okay.
I just lowered it. Sorry.
Thank you.
Holly, Cheryl here. I just typed into the chat. I was just a little bit confused. It might have been my inability to hear quite clearly. Did Sala mention 63 drafting questions? Or was it just another number?
I hope not.
Sorry, Sala again. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, when I meant drafting questions, meaning like questions that's posed to the team, questions exposed to the team whereby we sort of think around certain issues. For example, when we're discussing ALEC structure or XCOM or anything related to structure, what are some questions that would help tease out issues or things that would affect our drafting. But I didn't say anything about 53. I think they have...
Yeah, I wasn't, as I said, Sala, I wasn't able to hear quite clearly at that point. So few, as long as there's not a whole big long laundry list of questions that already exist that I'm unaware of, that's fine. Because then my other question in chat was, were you referring to the glossary list that we worked on earlier? But obviously that's not the case. So I'll just remain silent on that now because I obviously was misinterpreting what you were suggesting, Sala, sorry.
Could I clarify? There are two steps. What the pen holders have agreed on amongst themselves is what will be in the template. What we haven't agreed on, and we still have questions on, will not be open for comment until we are quite prepared to agree on what's there. What we're looking for once the three of us have come up with text is to then put that into the template, and at that point then we're asking people to comment. Now, if there are questions that the three of us have agreed upon as questions that we would like further comment on, that's what we will put as saying, we have agreed on this, and obviously we will be seeking everybody else's comments on what the pen holders are suggesting. But, Sala, if we as a group haven't agreed upon it, it's not going to go in the template. So I just want to clarify, because I think if I don't clarify that, then we're going to wind up with a kind of mess that our workspace is at the moment, but that will be cleaned up at some point. So are we happy about that, everybody, to understand if it's in the template, it means the pen holders have said, this is what we're putting forward and this is what we're seeking all of your comments upon. And recognizing that as we go on and as we start to look at the other content that has been drafted, that may actually mean we have to go back and say, really, we should have added this stuff to our section, or maybe what's in our sections belongs somewhere else. So that's an iterative process, but it has to start with what goes in the template is what the actual pen holders have agreed on. Now, Cheryl, have I summarized that process correctly? Because that's as I understand it.
Holly, it's Alan speaking. I'll speak first and then let Cheryl correct me. My understanding of the process was that the sandbox is used for the pen holders to draft things and to be agreed upon by the drafting team. Once the drafting team agrees, it goes into the template. That was my understanding of the intent. But it doesn't go into the template until there's a reasonable amount of consensus that the drafting team wants to put this forward to be, final text or something.
I think that's my understanding, Cheryl. Do we have that correct?
But that's not what you said, Holly. What you said is once the pen holders are satisfied, it goes into the template, and then the drafting team comments on it. My understanding was that the sandbox is for the pen holders to draft into for comment by the drafting team, and then it moves into the template.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think there's only a small interpretation and use of a word difference between what Holly was outlining and what Alan correctly reported.
No.
I am still now totally and absolutely confused, however, while I have the microphone. In fact, I'm confused whether I have the microphone or not. Sala, you said to me in the chat... you had developed, as in we, the drafting team, had developed drafting questions where people reviewed the definitions. Now, that list of definitions where we all were allocated a term or whatever, and we had to fill in the meaning in the table, I assume that's what we're talking about. If that's the case, I still think of that very much as a glossary list. If there's another set of definitions and questions, then I've certainly not reviewed it. That list will be turned into a glossary, obviously. But I'm also not sure how an interrogation of that list is going to help the drafting in a different way.
Cheryl, it's Alan. Can I make a suggestion before Sala answers?
Sure can. Follow your bridge.
What I've been doing in both of my drafting groups is, as anything gets written, if whoever's writing it, if there are questions that need to be answered, you know, something that wasn't discussed, something that on review of the MP3 still isn't clear, that as one is drafting text, whether it's the final text or interim definitions or whatever, that you put in red or blue or in angle brackets some way that it's easy to see within the flow of the text what the questions are. Then it's easy for someone who's reviewing the document to understand what is still needs to be worked on, and for the working group as they go through it to identify the leftovers that have to be asked. Having the questions in a separate document makes it really, really difficult for anyone else other than the people who drafted them to get a handle on how they apply. Thank you.
All right.
Sorry.
Could I summarize here? I think where we're up to is the drafting team for definition and structures has come up with agreement on a certain amount of text that will be put into the template in the next, within hopefully 24 or 48 hours. That will be then for everybody else to comment upon. If we as pen holders can agree that there are outstanding issues, and all three of us agree there is something that we are asking a question about, we can do it in the template, simply because the three of us are quite open to how it fits in with the rest of the document. But if there's a question that's going to be put into the template, it will be one we've all agreed on. Otherwise, it will simply be in our own working space. Now, at this stage, I really don't want to touch definitions or glossary or whatever we're talking about, because that's the next step. And we need to see the rest of the text to go through and then come up with whatever we're going to call it. But could we not go there yet? Because we've just put that on hold. I think we've all agreed we put that on hold because we cannot actually come up with a list. For example, Ellen, I was reading stuff. Maureen just had a chat with her. And you've come up with a definition of consensus. So, in fact, there's no way we're going to put consensus in a glossary if you have defined it. What we put is, glossary is as defined in clause blah. And we have to decide based on earlier discussions whether we use exactly the same words that is used in the text or whether we simply refer people to the text or we do both. That's a question in terms of cleaning up the text once it's all there and agreed. But that's the last set of questions we have to deal with. Please, let's not go there now, just later. So, are we happy with that? Please say yes. There's no hands up, thank God. I will move on very quickly just in case anybody wanted to comment. Now, the master template, are we all comfortable with that? And, Cheryl, taking your point, the master template points out the sorts of headings that should be should have text below them, but we are free to make to slightly arrange things as long as the sorts of issues that are indicated by the headings are addressed. So there may be some slight reordering of the headings in what we put into the template. You're happy with that? Everybody's happy with that?
Yep.
Excellent. Now, we're all going to have an early mark because at this stage, I think we can't move further until we as a drafting team put in what we've done. Alan puts in what the other two teams have done. I don't think we as a drafting team can do any more until we have further text to look at, and then we can think about whether we need to add text or indeed our text needs to go somewhere else. Alan, would you kind of agree with that, I hope?
That sounds reasonable.
Excellent. Next steps. We're down. See, this is going to be an early mark. Next steps to me, for my part, I think our drafting team is going to put what we have agreed upon in the template. And, Alan, if you can put in to the template what you've done in the next little while, then we can have a productive next meeting and we'll have something more to say. And indeed, we may even be able to start thinking about the sort of definition glossary stuff because we will have had a chance to review your document and then we'll be able to talk about it. Right now, we're kind of at the end, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure you'll have it in the template, but you'll certainly have it in the in our sandbox in close to final form.
That would be really helpful. Because then we can have a feeling for what you're doing and we can see how it all fits together. That's, at the moment, what's holding us as a team up. Okay? Now, I don't think there's no point in having another meeting until those sorts of things have happened. Now, our bit will happen in the next couple of days. And, Alan, if you could just send me a link to what your groups have done. Well, we can just go into your sandbox. Can we get into your sandbox?
Sure.
Okay. Matt, if I have any problems, I'm just going to let you know about getting into Alan's sandbox so we can check that text.
Just watch.
Sure.
If you watch the overall rules of procedure page and say and tell it to watch all daughter pages, you'll get everything, more than you probably want.
I wasn't going to say that. I might have thought that, but I wasn't going to say it.
Well, you could just watch my pages, the important ones, then.
Thank you.
That was a joke
for
the transcript record. That was Alan making a joke.
And for the record,
a bad joke, perhaps.
That's Alan still trying to figure out whether he's going to have roast dog for dinner. Moving right along, nobody has their hand up. That means I can say we are about 40 minutes into the... We have 40 minutes left, and I think, would people just like an early mark?
You'll go to heaven for this, Holly.
Well, hopefully there'll be some other things as well, but we'll leave that one.
This alone is enough to get you in.
Okay, before we get two more.
Thank you, everybody. And look, just if people will have a look, keep having a look at what's in the template, probably by the weekend. And if you've got any comments and so forth, they're welcome because that will mean then we've got something to work on and we can start to put this into final shape. In the meantime, I'm going to say have a lovely evening. Olivier.
Thanks very much. Just a quick question. Will you let the list know as well so that they can also send in the comments?
That, Happy to. Once I do that, then everybody's going to know, and it's going to be please go and check and see what
good.
What is there that shouldn't be or what isn't there that should be.
Okay, perfect. So
excellent.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Thanks,
okay.
Team. I know it sometimes seems like it's not going in a single direction or terribly fastly, but I must say, and I think Alan would agree, being on, I think we're on all the teams, aren't we, Alan and Olivia? Yes, we are, I think. It's now we're seeing a quick pace of change in all of the drafting teams. So it will come together far better than some of us feared now. Phew.
It's Olivia here. It feels it's a little bit like mayonnaise when you, if ever, any of you have ever made mayonnaise, it just looks as though it's not going to hold, and suddenly it does. So let's hope it doesn't churn.
Olivia, mayonnaise can also go home.
We're not
going
to curdle. We're not even going to go there, Holly.
This is why.
People are all making me hungry.
As a cook, Holly, I know how to apply enough heat to bring it back from curdling.
Or if you apply enough heat, it separates and will never get back together again.
That's
careful.
Exactly right.
Bye-bye.
The wonderful analogy. See everybody later. Thank you, everybody, for your time. And
thank you, everyone.
1 minute remains.
Thanks very much, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.